get fresh tripe in, unbleached, so braised today. And get the lights in, which braised in the tripe juice, and then the spleen. And then the gooseberries in there, just as I was saying, lift the whole thing.
In the busy kitchen of St John's Smithfield, chef and champion of nose-to-tail eating, Fergus Henderson describes a Devonshire pie, assisted by chef Giles Edwards.
So we're just going to pop the pie mix into the bowl with the gooseberries, the tripe, the spleen. It's all delicious. And then we just take our potatoes and we just cover them in a little bit of butter, and then they just go on top.
And then into the cooker. The recipe for the pie was found in papers belonging to one of the 18th century's great philosophers. With Dr. Tim Causer of University College London, I went to meet him.
This is what remains of Jeremy Bentham. In his will, Bentham requested that his remains would be dissected and then put on display for posterity, wearing his own hat, sat in his own chair and with his own walking stick, which he called Dapple, after Sancho Panza's donkey. The auto icon is probably one of the two things that Bentham's most famous for, the other being the proposed panopticon prison, where the prison cells would be arranged in a circle around a central inspection tower, and so the prisoners had to assume that they were being watched at all times.
Sadly, the head that envisaged the panopticon is only wax. UCL's Nick Booth told me the real one was too fragile even for radio.
We're standing in front of a large iron door. Behind this is the Institute of Archaeology's safe. And on a shelf there, Jeremy Bentham's got his head, even.
The head is just skin and bones, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's actually skin, bones, a little bit of hair and two glass eyeballs that he used to carry around in his pocket and take out every dinner.
Fortunately, Jeremy Bentham emptied the contents of that brilliant and wide-ranging mind in copious notes.
Just what is he interested in? He's interested in law. That leads him into discussion of punishment, of penal reform, of prisons, of provision for the poor, social morality, the decriminalisation of homosexual acts, that's suicide.
The voice of UCL's Michael Quinn.
Reflect for a second on why you think anything is right and wrong. You're influenced by Bentham, then you'll start looking at the consequences. If you do that, then effectively you're a Benthamite.
But only a fraction of these handwritten notes have been transcribed.
This is a decent one, because he's only crossed out four or five words, and it's clear. So you can actually read it.
How many words do you think Bentham wrote in his life?
It's a complete guess, but 50 million and upwards, of which less than a third has actually been transcribed. So in terms of untold riches lurking unread since poor old Jeremy put his pen down, or his quill, it's truly exciting.
To uncover those treasures, UCL has been running the Transcribe Bentham Project.
I'm Melissa Terrace. I'm the director of UCL Centre for Digital Humanities. So we thought, if we digitise the manuscripts and put them online, could we ask the general public to help? So these people are coming every day and reading the stuff and helping us out. And they are now experts in this material.
Yes, it is a funny thing. And I think I must be a frustrated academic.
Lee Stern is a volunteer transcriber.
Yeah, well, Bentham was a fascinating man. He was amazingly liberal. I found out much more about him, of course, since I started doing this.
The project has transcribed nearly 3 million words, throwing up lots of things to fascinate people like Tim Causer.
There's a lot of material relating to Bentham's Panopticon prison, a collection of recipes for the Panopticon prison kitchen, so to provide the prisoners with nutritious and cheap food.
You tried making one of these 18th century recipes.
It was called baked apple pudding.
So I don't mean to slight your cooking, but it looked rather like congealed brains.
Yes, it was not pretty.
How unlike the other transcribed panopticon recipe, Devonshire pie. At St John's Smithfield, the dish was ready. Fergus Henderson charged our glasses.
So the Humber Burger, prisoners were allowed to build the burger.
The pie is beautiful. It has a golden colour. The potatoes are just curled and crisped. And there's this wonderful golden, the colour of honey, broth, that's just seeping through up to the surface, and then the sort of the juices that have cooked and browned on the outside of the dish. So, Tim Causer, you're first.
That's fantastic. It's really succulent. This is brilliant.
So we've eaten this dish, and it's absolutely delicious. Could this make its way onto your menu?
I think it's really fast-tracked now to the menu. It's a joy. It's right up my street.
Fergus Henderson, and I can attest that the pie was indeed food worth going to prison for.
Wow, cheers to Jeremy Bentham.